Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
That on my drive home tonight, it had gotten windy enough that any rain / snow that was on the road had blown off, so I didn't have to drive my way home. That's always a better way to drive. However, it is very, very windy and very, very cold. So, how has your week been? What have you done for yourself this past week to bring joy into your life? Tonight, we are doing sparks for your heart. Heart health, heart, and joy to your heart as well, because it is that month, February, where we celebrate Valentine's Day. We celebrate heart health and... Yes, you're going to hear how blustery and windy it is outside here in Iowa tonight. I just had pulled in the driveway prior to starting the show. So hopefully I'll be greeted at the door with another set of hands. That's always helpful. So did you take an action this past week? I hope you did, because those actions make a lot of sense how we get to be in a better place than we were before. Otherwise, all the ideas in the world is great. However, if we don't take different action, don't do something differently, we'll be in the same place tomorrow and next week. And while sometimes that's okay, if we love where we are, if we want things to change, that's not always the most helpful. So as we explore the different sparks that could help you create the life that you desire and deserve, we hope that you take action on something that you want. Send your cat and go outside in the cold, blustery, little snow flurry weather that we're having. So like anything, you can keep the perspective of if you want to be upset about the snow and cold, so grateful because the power's on. Sometimes in those ice storms, we lose power. That creates new challenges for us. Fortunately, I didn't have any extra hands at the door. We can be grateful there are extra hands in the house. And so, what have you done for your heart? Are you taking good care of your heart? I hope so. Sometimes we have challenges. It doesn't mean that we don't all slip. From time to time, we have great intentions. But how consistent are you when it comes to both physically as well as emotionally? And so, how are you doing in terms of having physical? When was the last time you just had a maintenance check? Sometimes things like high blood pressure or diabetes, the symptoms are very mild at first, and sometimes we don't know that we even have those things if we aren't monitoring and doing regular health checks. The giraffe comes in the front door that we need to work on. Well, I think it's just the fact that it's super windy right now, too, makes a difference. So, what do you do to take care of your heart? The American Heart Association has a website. Go out and check your, take a risk assessment for your heart health, for your risk factor, to find out success that didn't pass. As far as heart health. You can have a heart attack in your 20s. People say, well, you know, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm only 28. Well, depending on your risk factors, you might want to be concerned. www.AmericanHeart.org. And have the healthy newsletter. The risk factors in heart disease. And now, like many things, most of them are lifestyle related. Things that you have control over. Choices about. And unfortunately for many of us, you don't make those choices until it's too late. Until we've had this cause us to reevaluate the value of our of being healthy. As opposed to make those little choices day by day and our body really doesn't need to think for it. It's just under the condition we put it in. Give it improper fuel, let's give it enough water. And exercise it properly. It's amazing how our body stays with us and maintains itself for so long. But that does add up over time. And that's the challenge, because we don't get a little ticker report that says, oh, by the way, you just lost 48 more minutes today. No, it doesn't work that way, unfortunately. So, are you physically active? Do you walk, take stairs? Or, and I'm working on adding stretching and Pilates back into my life, starting there. I'm having a diagnosis with rheumatoid arthritis in one year. For me, that thinks it's a good 20 years older than I am, makes it challenging to find exercise that is doable. Out the same factor. So AmericanHeart.org, I got all kinds of things. Like smoking, that's a lifestyle choice. Your cholesterol, what you eat. Your LDL, bad cholesterol. To the HDL, good cholesterol. Do you know your numbers? That's something that when I do my annual visit to my OBGYN, who checks those numbers, along with my blood pressure. And high blood pressure is another risk factor that within your control. It causes the heart to work harder. So not only does it increase your risk of heart attack, but also stroke. Kidney failure, digestive heart failure. And if you add any other risk factors, smoking, cholesterol, diabetes, obesity, then you increase your risk of heart attack and stroke several times. So sometimes you can lower your blood pressure using non-medication routes, through medication, through moderated sodium in your diet, through exercise before you get to becoming medicated. And when my husband found out he had high blood pressure, he didn't have any symptoms prior to having that physical. And so both his cholesterol and his blood pressure numbers were off. He got to be good thing. And that would have got it for a year in a row. Just like many men, you didn't want to go to the doctor. So, and there are some women too. Well, there's something wrong, but you know, it'll go away, and we rationalize physical inactivity. That's something you enjoy doing, because that exercise can help with your blood cholesterol, diabetes, obesity, as well as some people, as I mentioned, lowering that blood pressure. What are you doing that you like this exercise? For some people it's walking, for some people it's swimming, for some people it's Pilates, it's yoga, which is not as aerobically active. Some people do Tai Chi. It can increase your circulation as well. Find a place to start. Start with a few more steps every day. What about, yes, diabetes does seriously increase the risk of cardiovascular disease. So, you might want to find out, especially if it depends on your family, if you're overweight, that can impact your body's ability to process glucose sugar. What are some other lifestyle choices? Stress. The scientists have known the relationship between coronary heart disease risk and stress versus life, their health behaviors, and socioeconomic stress, which may also affect established risk factors. Because if people are stressed, some people overeat, start smoking, smoke more, don't exercise, and then, of course, our stress management system tools here. One of my favorite classes and seminars I teach is called Choose Your Stress. And for some people, that's oxymoronic. How do you choose your stress? What happens? We talk about the biological advantages of the stress mechanism in the human body and how it's not as effective in our current culture as it was by even 500 years ago. So our body's having a different response. And the other problem is the stress response is designed so that it would save you in a dangerous situation, and then you go back to your normal, more relaxed, balanced, homeostatic state. Well, the problem is we don't get back there before we have another stressful situation come up. So that's one of the challenges, and the research behind the stress syndrome, the illnesses that are caused by stress. And I've heard it, seen it called Syndrome X, stress syndrome. So, what are you doing to choose to be in your body's natural state of joy, relaxation, health? A certain amount of stress is good. We call that eustress. The problem is when we are in distress. For some of us, we are in distress much more often. So, doesn't mean you have to have a Pollyanna outlook. However, you can be realistic and still choose a more calm response, a more proactive and positive response. So what resources are there for choosing your stress and choosing to be happy? So choose your stress. If you live in the Eastern Iowa area, actually that's my course next Monday night, the education. Future stress. And this is one that I'm also developing a webinar around, as well as an info product. I'm excited that that'll be available on brainfitness.com. So the Choose Your Stress, as well as the Magnificent Memory, will also be available. If people have said, Melanie, I want to take you with me, they can come to my classes. Or some who say, I don't live in Iowa, I'm out in California. I want to take the class. So we're working on designing some new ways that have me on their shoulders, they said. So thank you. I'm grateful that I'm able to serve you and support you to create that one piece of my recommend. Last couple topics related to physical heart health. there's alcohol consumption. Too much alcohol can raise blood pressure. Heart failure leads to stroke. Also impacts the high triglycerides. It can impact cancer and other diseases, irregular heartbeat, obesity, so a lot of those problems. And interestingly, the risk of heart disease in people who drink moderate amounts of alcohol, 1 drink per woman or 2 per men per day, is lower than in non-drinkers. Now, 1 drink is defined as 1.5 fluid ounces of 80 proof spirits, 1 fluid ounce of 100 proof, or 4 fluid ounces of wine, or 12 fluid ounces of beer. However, they don't recommend non-drinkers start using alcohol when the alcohol that drinkers increase the amount they drink. And so, I drink a couple times a year. And that's usually at a social event or a conference or something. Although I do enjoy a glass of wine. Then there's also diet and nutrition. It's heart health. So interestingly, heart health, cancer prevention, brain health, all can be connected to a good diet, good nutrition, good water consumption. Because food impacts other risk factors like your cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, your weight. So think about consuming nutrient-rich food, that you're going to get a lot of nutrition for the caloric value and the fat you're taking in. You want nutrient-rich foods, it's vitamins, minerals, fiber, again, for less calories. Over nutrient, poor food. We're really working with Alex on that, right? He loves crunchy things, and we do too. It's just, you know, getting him to choose fruits as a snack. I mean, we discovered he loves clementines. He needs to peel clementine oranges. You know, he does enjoy those. And, of course, the berries. And never quite got the bananas thing. The whole bananas and oatmeal most babies go through, but he's not Alex. I don't think he ever swallowed oatmeal. However, you know, ways to get those vegetables and fruits, high fiber foods, fish, lean protein, fat free, low free dairy. You've got as many calories as you take in. If you're going to lose weight, we talked before on Spark about the book of Sneaky Chef, Deceptively Delicious, I think, is just a concept. Under the author of Sneaky Chef. And those are ways that you can get vegetable nutrition into other foods. For example, you can cook carrots and sweet potatoes. I boil those and then you can puree them or put them in the blender. To puree them, smashing usually leaves some chunks, and that's the telltale, so you don't have a lot of chunks. But you puree them, and then I put them into half-cup plastic containers and freeze them. Then it can be added to pizza sauce, spaghetti sauce, something that's similar in color. It doesn't really alter the flavor, and it really boosts the nutrition. So there are a number of recipes like that that you can get those foods. And if you have the opportunity to have a garden where you have a little more control over how your foods are grown, and canning your own foods, that's another option to increase the nutritional value of what you eat. And think about making a very conscious choice about the foods that you choose to buy, the foods that you choose. So again, that website is AmericanHeart.org to learn more about risk factors, as well as to find the assessment for your risk factors. And this is one of those situations where ignorance is not necessarily bliss. So we definitely want to check out those contributing risk factors. And I've reviewed those over which we have control. And then there are those others that increase the risk of heart attack or blood vessels. And it's important to be aware that this knowledge is power, as it is. You can make more informed choices, make conscious choices. And
truly act your role as the CEO of your life, the decision maker in your life of what you eat, what you say, how you think, how you behave. So unless you have a mitigating condition that impacts your brain chemistry or your mental illness that impacts your decision making, that makes a difference. Oops, I'm going to block here. Tap over. So we'll welcome those of you who are new to Spark, and thank you so much for joining us. I sometimes forget to ask people to invite a friend to rate our show, so I'm going to do that right now as we're in a transition. We appreciate that. I appreciate the emails that you send to let me know what you thought of a guest that we've had or about information or a topic you'd like to learn about. That helps us as we're building our guest list moving forward in 2009. So, although it does say that the risk assessment can be used by people 20 years of age or older. So for my teenage listeners, that one won't work as well for you. Although you can still learn about the risk factors associated with heart disease. So those were the risk factors that can't be changed, or that, excuse me, that you do have control over your lifestyle choices, what you eat, what you drink. Once again, I'll promote consumption of water. Your brain needs water, your circulatory system needs water, and if you don't have enough water in your body, your brain will get what it needs, and that means it will pull it to the circulatory system, digestive system, muscular system. You want to be aware of your water consumption. For those of you who listened last week, we did a short show because I was at the outset of what worst colds I had in many years. I'm at the end of it this week, but still lingering somewhat. And again, when we don't have good health, that's the time when we really realize how important our health is. Because not feeling well, it's very difficult to do the other things that we love. To play with our children, to go to the jobs that we love, to take care of the responsibilities in our lives, whether that's laundry or pet sitting if we want to do that for someone. I mean, so it really, we really get that appreciation back for our health. Question is, how long does it last? So some risk factors for heart attacks that even heart disease that you cannot change. So these are risk factors that significantly increase risk of heart and blood vessels. So your increasing age. You said that yes, you can have a heart attack. However, about 82% of people who die of coronary heart disease are 65 or older. And at older ages, women have heart attacks. Who have heart attacks are more likely to die from it. However, men have a greater risk of heart attack than women, and they have them earlier in life. And they do note that even after menopause, the women's death rate from heart disease increases still lower than men. Now, there is some research around heredity. Children of parents with heart disease are more likely to develop it. So, African Americans have more severe high blood pressure than European Americans, and a higher risk of heart disease. Our heart disease risk is also higher among Mexican Americans, Native Americans, Native Hawaiians, and some Asian Americans, partly due to higher rates of obesity and diabetes, they tell us. So it says most people with a strong family history of heart disease have one or more other risk factors. So if you need to know your family history and be aware of treatment and controlling other risk factors that you have so that you are maximizing your life, your lifespan. This last week I said I really owe appreciation to the person who figured out how to put lotion in food. I personally went through two whole boxes of lotion cleaners after about a third of the box got it. So part of the enzyme can just do that. So, heart health. Think heart health. That's the American Heart Association says learn and live. So I invite you this week to take a minute, go out and do that risk. Take the risk assessment. Get to know first. If you haven't had a physical, think about getting that physical. And especially as people are losing their jobs, one of the challenges is insurance. So if you have a job with insurance, you haven't had a physical for a while, it's a good time to take care of that. So physical heart health. Great recipes, good cookbook, great nutrition. Be smart about how and what you eat, about exercise, about sleep and rest, how you stress, how do you breathe? Yeah, how do you breathe? Good question. Do you breathe deeply? I've heard people in the Choose Your Stress seminar among others that you may need to have a pop-up reminder every hour to take 5 very slow, very deep breaths to really get it, the air all the way to the bottom of your lungs. And notice how you feel after that. And people said they put pop-up different reminders on their Outlook. So they want a sticky note. If you find that you're sitting a lot, you know, standing up for a few minutes every hour, so that your circulation can move, blood is a pool in a part of your body that doesn't have much to do with thinking. All right, what about that joyful heart? Go there. Before we do, I'm going to give you a call in number, and that's 347-215-8390. If you'd like to talk about your experience with heart health or questions, or to talk about how to have a joyful heart, what do you do to have a joyful heart? Some people don't watch the news in the morning because they'll catch it later in the day. Start their day off with focus on joy, meditation, love, singing, whatever it is that brings you a joyful start to your day. What about during your day? Do you take joy breaks? In fact, around my desk here, I have a book called Joy Breaks, which I will post to the website. Oops, is that I've left it out? Which often happens. Talked in the past here about greatday.com and the fast read for a joyful positive perspective. And greatday.com, there are also some 2-3 minute videos, music, beautiful imagery, and words. Called Right Now, this was the first one that he did. And there are at least 3 that are a great break. Focus on something intensely or something that just challenged my choice of a positive state that helps me to refrain from focus again. Who is a moment-to-moment choice about being positive, being joyful, being happy? What do you do? Do you focus on what brings you joy? Do you have a smile file? That's what I call mine. Some people call theirs other things. But a smile file, where I've got notes that people have written, thank you, thank you, positive comments from my boss are in there. And she jotted a quick note to let me know how much she appreciates something. Funny pictures with titles from Alex that make me laugh. Those are what makes you smile? And that's another thing that you can just flip through when you're really feeling rejected, depressed. Look at that. Isn't it amazing? If we tend to weigh the negative more heavily than the positive, we should be focused on it. 3 bad things happened today, 97 good things happened today. Well, what do we bring home with us? Just 3 bad things. We focus on that. We dwell on that, and we obsess about that. When really, yes, it happened. Yes, here, what can we learn from it? Was it an anomaly? Is it a pattern? And then, take your lesson and go. There's nothing that you have to say in that negative state, that negative emotional state. And there was a story of a man who, when he would come home, he would hang all of his problems from the day out on a tree out front. And then, in his imagination. But when he walked in the door to see his family, he was burden free. And he could enjoy his children and his wife. And then in the morning, before he went to work, he picked up the problems off the tree, figuratively, and put them at the table. There was another mother, and unfortunately, I don't remember where I read this. And something she had read something about the first 5 minutes people make their impressions. What she thought about was how she acted in the first 5 minutes as she got home with her children. Their spouse and realize that, you know, it was rushed, it was yelling, it was stressed. She decided to make those first 5 minutes very calm, very loving. And I'm really glad to be with you. How's your day? What a shift that made with her family. Because she can. And maybe you're finding that you're struggling with getting to joy. And there's so many resources out there to support you through that, whether it's the online 800 number, whether you go out to find on Katie's website, www.thework.com, whether you go out to our website, braysetanza.com, to find out what resources are there, to create resources. Bibliographies from different seminars are there. Choose your stress. You can find some books and CDs and great things on choosing your stress. That's there. Links for to support parents. There are amazing resources there. Go out to GreatTree.com. There are many ways you can bring more joy into your life. And those of my regular listeners know, I always recommend books and resources because being a lifelong learner is important. If the world changes every day, information comes every day. Being open. And I think the quote by Malcolm Ford, something along the lines of the purpose of education is to take an empty mind and open it. To change an empty mind to open it. So, what's that kind of contentment? Instead of saying, oh, these folks never work, my friend and colleague Jack Wolf said, you can say something like that. Well, you don't never work up to now. Because that's focused. And start your next sentence with from now on. And be focused from there forward. And we all know that stuff works. Now on, I'm open to continuing to search until I discover what works for me. So we have the power to reframe that language, to reframe that perspective. As Wayne Dyer said, you cannot be hungry enough for a starving person to feel full. You cannot be sick enough. Another person to care about. You cannot feel bad enough for another person to feel better. He suggests that by feeling good, by making positive choices in our lives, being surrounded by positive energy, positive thoughts, we actually help the people around us. And if you think about it, do you know people in your life that are energy vampires? Point that term. They're the ones who just suck the energy out of you when they walk into the room. Then there are those people that are like energy fountains. And that's the word I made up because I'm not sure what they're assembling. But they're people that, when you are around them, you just feel so much better. My goal and my purpose is to be that energy fountain. So people want to be around me because they feel better. They can take my positive energy, my positive perspective, and I'm grateful that there are people who say, there are times I just want to be with you for a few minutes. Just talk to me for a few minutes because I don't feel better. Some of my listeners here at Spark will say that as well. I enjoy listening to you every week, Melanie, because I smile, I laugh, and I feel better when I go. That's great. And the nice thing about the online talk radio is that the segments are recorded, they're archived, they're downloadable. So from that perspective, you can access them whenever you're not feeling so great. I know I enjoy listening to Alex, our discussion that we had on the New Year's Eve segment, December 31st of 09, about perspective. So find out what works for you that's healthy. For some people, in order to feel better, self-medicate with alcohol, drugs, food, and those things are not going to help you in the long run. We want to do things that are healthy for you, that will help you feel better, be in a more positive frame of mind, and you can find them that are free. You don't have a computer at home, access the library, so you can find websites, books, magazines. What uplifts some people? It's their faith that uplifts them. Having a positive faith, if that works for you, use it. For some people, it's a reminder to go back in a different way. Some people, it's community service is uplifting. And brings joy. Can you choose that hour a week of community service or a project, community project, or a big brother's, big sister's kind of relationship with a young person, either a positive adult or a positive older person in their life? It could be a teenager, it could be about the grandparent program, mentoring programs. There are so many ways that you can serve others. And in the prayer of St. Francis, this giving that we receive, giving to ourselves, that I'm sure you've heard at some point in your life, it's better to give than now. It's nice to receive every once in a while. I would agree with you. Although the joy you feel from giving to others, it's amazing. And it doesn't have to be stuff. Get all hung up on the up, get stuck. Sometimes the best gifts are not stuff. The best gifts are comfort-related. Taking a walk, making a phone call. And in our society right now, people are sending cards less often, handwritten notes less often. How nice it is to go to the mailbox and open up a drawing. That we were explaining to Alex about why we were making Valentine's for his grandmother with his writing on them, his heart drawing on them. And, well, we didn't mail them until the 14th of February. However, they went in the mail and our grandmother knew they were coming. Speaking of the 14th of February, in honor of Heart Health Month and St. Valentine, and we do love the opportunity to share those great resources with you, and we appreciate all of you who visit BraveBananza.com. We are offering a 14% discount through the month of February, not on February 14th and St. Valentine. So if you go shopping in our online store, PrayForTheAnswer.com, you enter the coupon code HEART, H-E-A-R-T, you will get a 14% discount at checkout. So I invite you to take a look and see what's there. I don't know that we'll get the new information product out by the end of February. If we don't, we'll have another special company in March. Why? Because we appreciate you, and we know that times are challenging. We have to be particular about how we invest our time, how we invest our money, and even in times like these, we can still have an abundance mentality to still think. That's another show, one that I'm hoping that Dr. Lisa Van Allen will be able to come back and talk with us more on the law of attraction and her work with that in her career. Dr. Van Allen is presenting on that topic at the Beyond Rubies Conference. I'm excited to be there with her coming up in March. And a number of my colleagues are offering sessions. Again, if you're in Iowa, the Beyond Rubies Conference is at Cooper Community College in March, Thursday, Friday. The Women's Conference. I believe $75 for the 2 days, including lunch. I believe it's 6 different seminars and 4 keynote speakers. It's a wonderful, wonderful conference. So what are you doing for yourself? Beyond Ruby's Conference, a number of women attend, I want to say 500 plus. Are you taking online courses, reading books? What are you doing to better your life? And maybe, you know what, you enjoy painting, but you haven't painted for 20 years. Maybe taking a class, doing an education class. Or maybe it's knitting or crocheting that you've gotten away from, something that relaxes you, that you enjoy. Bring it back into your life, even in a very small way to start. Think back to what you love and what you did. If you're not doing it in some way, shape, or form in your life, think about how you can find a way to do that and get at it. Are you living your passion? Things that are most important to you right now that bring you the most joy. And if you're not sure what those passions might be, Passion Test is an amazing, simple tool to help you get clear. But what's most important in your life right now, it brings you the most joy, and then how to focus with the energy of a laser beam to get more of your passion into life. So if you're having a transition because you've been let go, laid off from your job, and you're wondering what to do next, go back to school, look for a job in my same field, the Passion Test is a great tool to gain some clarity around that. And especially if you were doing something you weren't real excited about, to make your next career step one that brings joy. And even if you right now you're looking for any job to help pay your bills, it's still a good time to think about what do I really want to do to contribute in my life. So again, you can learn more at brainfinanza.com, and I invite you to visit and join us. We have 1 minute remaining. And during our closing, I want to thank those of you who listen every week in our archives. I really appreciate you, and I appreciate the opportunity to serve you and support you on your road to create the life that you desire and deserve. So I challenge you in the week ahead, take an action. Go to AmericanHeart.org. Take the risk assessment for your heart health. Do something, do one thing that brings you joy, just for the sake of bringing you joy. Take care of you in the week ahead, because you're the only you that we have, and you're the best you on the planet. So take care of yourself, and in the week ahead, may you choose to create great days as you continue to make a positive difference in the lives you touch. Most often, we don't know whose lives we touch. And for those closest to you, take care. Show them how much you care. And we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.